It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're good. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can start from the beginning. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. Thank you to people listening on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We have a lot to do here in this remaining hour because we have a lot of sports going on. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. We just told you, we heard from Cam Newton giving advice to Jaden Daniels. He has a big game coming up. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to get the Washington Commanders taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Not only is this a battle of the 202, man, that traffic on the 202 sucks between Baltimore and D.C. Traffic is awful. Two lanes of hell. Two lanes up and two lanes down. Help me, save me. Oh, my God. Terrible nightmares about that. But anyway, we'll get into that. Speaking of NFL football, the San Francisco 49ers are in Seattle right now. 49ers have a record of 2-3. The Seahawks have a record of 3-2. They've lost two straight games. Seattle leads 13-0. About 4 or 5 minutes have gone by here in the second quarter. And the big play, Deebo Samuel. 76-yard touchdown catch from Brock Purdy. San Francisco leads 13-0. If San Francisco wins, they tie for the division lead. They go to 3-3. The Seahawks fall to 3-3. And let's see if the 49ers can go on some type of roll while they await the return of Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, we still have no idea when this guy is going to return. Meanwhile, on the WNBA side, yeah, the WNBA finals, they're underway. The New York Liberty are beating the Minnesota Lynx 44-36 in game one of the WNBA finals. And then on the baseball side, whew, Hickey, this is a lot, man. This is a lot of action.
Fun time of the year.
It is, it is, it is. The Detroit Tigers, they're trying to do some work here, trying. The Guardians lead them in Detroit. The score is 4-3. It's the top of the ninth. Cleveland has two guys on base with one out. Detroit is trying to hold this lead or this deficit to one so they can come up in the bottom of the ninth and see if they have some magic. If Detroit wins this game, they advance to the American League Championship Series. If Cleveland holds on to win, the series is tied 2-2. And at that point, you would think Cleveland has the momentum and that Detroit is basically screwed. Hey, meanwhile, hey, in Kansas City, the New York Yankees, they lead the Royals 1-0 in the fourth inning. Gerrit Cole is on the mound and he seems to be coasting right now. Hickey, I think I gave everybody most important updates outside of like roaches racing outside.
No one needs an update on that.
No, okay. I'm just saying. Roaches, I don't even know. Did the roaches in Joe's apartment, did they have names?
I don't even get the reference.
And Joe's apartment was a movie in the 90s about roaches in a guy's apartment.
Oh, well, I guess self-explanatory.
Joe, hey, no, Joe's apartment. Go ahead, Google it. You'll see roaches dancing in a... in a guy's apartment. It's very New York City-esque, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, should I add that one to my movie watch list, or?
I've never seen Joe's apartment.
Oh, but you should know the premise. Okay.
Yeah, well, roaches in a guy's apartment. A guy named Joe.
What else do you need to know?
Yeah, I don't need to watch that movie. I think I know what it's about. But anyway, yeah, we got a lot of sports going on tonight. We'll keep you up to date as I'm here in this remaining hour. I'm really interested to see what these Detroit Tigers do. Can they bounce back Oh, crap. And Cleveland gets another run. It's now 5-3. Hickey, you know, the Detroit teams are typically screwed. Do we have a miraculous comeback tonight, or Cleveland is going to tie this up, right?
It looks like Cleveland will tie it up. I would not be surprised, though, if they go back to Cleveland for a game five and we see the Tigers win.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the series is over if Cleveland wins tonight.
Mr. Positive in Michigan will be calling us. Well, I guess tomorrow, maybe. Looking for the positivity. And good for him. We'll keep you up to date on what goes down. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know, folks, I do need to share this with you. You know, last break, we heard from Cam Newton, who had advice for Jaden Daniels. And we know Cam Newton basically shot out of a cannon, offensive rookie of the year, Heisman Award winner, ended up being an MVP, took his team to the Super Bowl. He's one of the greatest rushing quarterbacks of all time. And he was so damn good at being a rushing quarterback that his body betrayed him because he was bigger than everybody. And then the injury started to take over, and that was pretty much all she wrote for Cam Newton. And now we see that Cam Newton is going to be an analyst, or at least a voice, a commentator on ESPN's First Take. And we heard the words that he had for Jaden Daniels. He basically told him not to buy in to the hype. And how could you not buy into the hype right now for Jaden Daniels? He's having an amazing season. I mean, that Monday Night Football matchup, watching this guy stand in there and take the hits and deliver the victories, 1,100 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, 77% accuracy. This is nuts, and that's fallen from 83%. Oh, what a terrible passer. 300 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. People are taking a look at the next matchup for the Washington Commanders, who happen to be 4-1, by the way. Who would have thought that they'd be 4-1? They're looking at the matchup against the Ravens, and they're going, this man is the next Lamar Jackson. Now, those are some big old shoes to fill. And it shows you how much the NFL has progressed over the past several years. Because even after Lamar Jackson's first full season as a starting quarterback, when he won MVP, by the way, think about Lamar's numbers. Think about these numbers if it wasn't Lamar Jackson. How many people would be going, whoa, this guy's a freak? In Lamar's first year as a starter, 3,100 yards passing, 36 touchdowns to only 6 interceptions. He rushed for 1,200 yards and had 7 touchdowns. That's a machine. If you're a standalone running back in the NFL, you want 1,200 yards rushing, and you want 7 touchdowns. Damn it, you might go to the Pro Bowl with rushing statistics like that. And I told you about his passing numbers. 3,000 yards passing to 36 TDs? That's a MVP-caliber performance by a quarterback. Lamar Jackson did both of those in his first season. And so naturally, people are going, whoa, okay, maybe Jaden can be the next Lamar. Maybe he could grow into this. Oh, he can throw. He can run. Oh, my God. He's the next this. You want to know who doesn't want to hear any of that? Jaden Daniels doesn't want to hear any of that. He addressed this. He said, I don't want to be compared to anybody. I just want to be the next who? Me.
I'll say for me, it's kind of just, you know, go out there and it's trying to be unique and try to be not really different from everybody. Appreciate what they could do, because you always learn stuff from other quarterbacks within the league. I'm not closed-minded. You know, I always want to be able to grow. But, you know, at the end of the day, I want to be known as Jaden Daniels and not the next such and such.
Well, I mean, outside of the Heismans, think about that. They're in that club. Jaden, he didn't have to sit around in the green room the way Lamar Jackson did. They were in conversations about, oh, my God, this guy isn't a quarterback. This guy's a running back. Those conversations, they never existed and popped up for Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels basically popped up out of nowhere, going from Arizona State University, being able to turn this around, get drafted number one overall here. He's special. I'll tell you this much. I think out of the gate, he's a better passer than Lamar. As a rookie, most definitely. Who completes 77% of their passes? And it actually appears that Jaden Daniels, to me, watching him when he receives the snap, it's like he wants to stay in the pocket. He wants to go through his reads and his progressions before he goes out there and just hoofs it. I think he wants to be a quarter. Lamar Jackson is both. He's doing whatever the hell he wants. He's a machine back there. But I think Jaden Daniels is more, I think he can be built into more of a prototypical passer, especially as he gets older. I mean, do you want him taking the hits? He's smart enough to get the hell out the way, unlike another quarterback. Sorry, Hickey Anthony Richardson. But Jaden Daniels looks like the real deal. And so, yeah, if you want to think about the ability to run, yes, I think it kind of stops there. I see him as a passer first before I see him as a runner. And I wouldn't necessarily make that comparison to Lamar. What do you think, Hickey?
And I'm with you. It is, like, I think it's easy on the surface to say, oh, of course these two are one and the same. But you are right in terms of the style. I do agree that he tries to pass first more than being a runner. But also, I love the attitude of Jaden Daniels of, I'm my own guy. And I think that's, you're starting to see that more across the league in general of just people being their own individuals. But I think it also helps just in terms of expectations, I'm sure, for himself of just, I'm not Lamar. I'm not trying to be somebody that maybe I could be, but not fully am. I'm going to be me and not deviate from what I do well.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun matchup. And so Washington, the Commanders are going to be down in Baltimore, or up in Baltimore, I should say. That'll take place on Sunday. That'll be in the early window on CBS. So I'll be checking that out. And because, to be honest, I've never seen Lamar Jackson take the hit that Jaden Daniels did in that game against Cincinnati on Monday night, where Jaden just kind of stood in the pocket. He's getting rushed. He got cracked. He threw an accurate bomb. He wasn't scrambling around. He wasn't trying to recreate and make something that wasn't there, make something out of nothing. The guy was a QB. He got the ball down the field, but he's also not afraid to run. And this is what makes this era of QBs so amazing and so special. I know a lot of people will say the game is different. This is now the college game at the NFL level. They've done the game down. I like it. I like the versatility. I like the offense. You know, I don't mind a little bit of a rock fight every now and then. A little bit of Steelers football never hurt anybody. But it's cool what we got now in the league. Everybody, every quarterback has their own style. They have their own way of doing things. Unfortunately for the Washington Commanders, I'm going to give this one to the veterans on this side. I'm going to go ahead and take the Baltimore Ravens to beat Washington at home. These Baltimore Ravens are trying to round into form after knocking off the Buffalo Bills. The Ravens can go out there and beat anybody. We know that. Ravens sit at 3-2 right now. I think it's due time for them to improve that record to 4-2. The Ravens can beat everybody. We know their most difficult foe. Some guy named Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Ravens are going to win this at home. And let's see what Jaden Daniels does. This could be a little bit of a coming out party, even though I think he's had that already. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Cleveland has now taken, well, it's still a 5-4 lead over Detroit. It's the bottom of the ninth. The Tigers are now down to their final out. This is looking ugly. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, the New York Yankees have two runners on, a runner on first, a runner on third. Yankees still lead Kansas City 1-0. Yankees are trying to get some runs up on the board themselves there, try to create some more distance. I need to let you know about the Dependable Player of the Week, sponsored by Depend and the Prostate Cancer Foundation, reminding you that health is a long game and screening for prostate cancer is easier than ever. You can learn more at depend.com. Francisco Lindor, the man, carried the New York Mets to the National League Championship Series. He knocked in a grand slam in a sixth inning yesterday. The New York Mets beat the Phillies 4-1 to win the National League Division Series against them 3-1. Lindor's go-ahead home run. It was the second he hit in 10 days. This MVP candidate, sorry, he's going to come in second to Shohei Ohtani. This man has driven in 6 runs so far this postseason. You better love Francisco Lindor. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to give you an update. We'll get another update on what's going on. The WNBA Finals, the Major League Baseball Playoffs, Thursday Night Football. You know what? I just educated you on something very special with Depend. There's a tennis player. He's not elderly. He's not old. He might need some Depend sooner than later. I'll tell you who's retiring. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. One of our Major League Baseball playoff games is over. Unfortunately for the Detroit Tigers, they could not close out the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland wins tonight in Detroit. The final score is 5-4. The series is now tied at 2-2, which means this series is going back to Cleveland. Winner take all. Whoever wins this game, or the next game, I should say, advances to the American League Championship Series. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, the New York Yankees lead the Royals 2-0. It's the bottom of the 5th. Cleveland had to come from behind to ultimately win this game, because by the time we got to the bottom of the 6th, Detroit took a 3-2 lead, but then we got to the top of the 7th. And David Fry hit a 2-run home run. It put the Guardians up 4-3. Take a listen to this, courtesy of the Guardians Radio Network.
The 2-2 delivery. Swung on. Hit a ton. Deep left. Green. Back. Track. Wall. Gone! David Fry! Off the bench. A 2-strike. 2-out. 2-run home run.
And David Fry, he wasn't done. In the top of the 9th, hit a sacrifice fly that scored a run. Cleveland ended up taking a 5-3 lead. In the bottom of the 9th, the Tigers were able to get a run up on the board on a ground out to make it 5-4. But they couldn't score another run to tie things up. Take a listen. This is the final call from the Guardians Radio Network.
Classe brings the hands up chin high. He lets it fly. Veerling, a swing and a miss. Ball game. And this incredible division series has one more game remaining. A deciding game 5 winner take all Saturday in Northeast Ohio as Cleveland comes off the mat to beat Detroit 5-4.
Yeah, that game is going to take place. Game 5, the final game of the series, goes down at approximately 4:30 Eastern time. So let's see who ends up winning. I picked the Guardians from the get-go. Didn't expect Class A to blow that save earlier. He didn't blow no save tonight. A little bit of a get-back for him. Unfortunately, the Tigers, well, they didn't get the job done. I was hoping they could. Hickey, I've been looking for my photo where I'm hanging out the tiger's mouth. I can't find it.
Yeah, I'm very curious. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I'll find it. Apple Photos is good when you don't need it, like to remind you of terrible memories. But when you want to find something, you can't.
Technology, right? Always kind of works in that way.
Yeah, reminding you of the bad times. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, there's a lot of fans in Detroit who took photos tonight at the stadium. And then, like, I don't know, next year, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, they're going to look at the photos and it's going to say, hey, this is what you did 5 years ago. You had a baseball game where your favorite team lost.
Remember that, right? As you were trying to block it out of your memory? Here it is, right back in your face.
Yeah, technology. They're already starting to get back at us, stupid robots. Yeah, let's go to Arnold. Hey, Arnold, calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Yeah. Who do you think's going to win the World Series? Who do you think?
Who
I want to know who you think.
I am favoring the Padres right now. Between their pitching, all their stupid guys in the bullpen, all the additions they've had, I think A.J. Preller finally put together a team that's going to win something. So I'm going to take the Padres over the Yankees in the World Series. Does that work for you, Arnold? That's it? Okay. Thank you, Arnold, for calling from Arizona. Hickey, that guy was just, was he shot out of a cannon? What was his deal?
He sounded like somebody who maybe has to pay for every word that they say. He's on a strict word count.
I don't know. Much loved everybody listening in Arizona. He was short. He was to the point. And, you know, I told you this prior to the break. The man I'm going to talk to you about right now, nothing short about him. This guy has had a long, long career. Because at the age of 38 years old, Rafael Nadal, Rafa, is deciding to hang it up at the end of the current tennis season. Listen to this, courtesy of Fox Sports Australia.
22-time Grand Slam champion Rafael Nadal has announced his retirement from professional tennis. The 38-year-old will make his final appearance in November at the Davis Cup Finals. After struggling with various injuries, the Spaniard finally called time on one of the most dominant careers in the sport, announcing his decision on social media. Nadal is widely regarded as one of the greatest players to step foot on a tennis court. The 38-year-old leaves the sport having won 22 Grand Slam titles and two Olympic gold medals. He holds the record with 14 French Open victories, a tournament he dominated unlike any other player in the sport's history.
Yeah. Hickey, I liked him. I like Roger Federer. I don't like... When is Djokovic going to quit? When is he leaving?
I mean, he's still winning, so...
He just won a gold medal. Why is he... What does he just go home?
Not anytime soon, I guess. Right? Would you quit if you were still winning at the top?
No. Then why is LeBron still here? What is he sticking around for?
Well...
Play with his kid?
Well, that... Yeah. That's... Exactly.
Yeah, Rafael Nadal. He has 22 Grand Slams. Roger Federer has 20. And Djokovic has 24. Let's leave already. And I heard of Carlos Alcaraz, who already has 4 himself. Wow. Carlos Alcaraz, a fellow Spaniard. He actually said, he's like, I'm going to miss him. I'm like, bruh, this guy, Nadal won his first championship, his first Grand Slam. It was 2005 at the French Open. He dominated Clay. Why are you missing him? He's been playing forever. Like, you're next up. You're the latest Spaniard to destroy everybody in tennis. I don't think Carlos Alcaraz, he can't be older than, what, 22 years old? Is he old enough to buy a beer? Let's see. He's 21 years old. In other countries, I'm sure maybe he was drinking at 10. I have no idea. But the fact is, don't be sad for this man. He's one of the greatest male tennis players ever. Let Rafa Nadal, you know, sit around in retirement. I don't know what he's going to do. Hickey, he's going to be a commentator in Spain? Like, what is he going to do? I don't know what he does.
Maybe. I mean, that or, I mean, like you said, he's won enough, made a lot of money, enough money. Maybe just, I don't know, enjoy life, relax.
I forgot the name of the island. Mallorca, I think. He's from an island in Spain. He may just disappear onto that island, never to be seen again, with his headband. Right? Just sitting
attached to his head.
Yeah. He stopped wearing that headband when he went bald. Did you notice that?
I guess I haven't watched him enough recently. I was assuming he doesn't wear it anymore, huh?
I don't know. All I know is I see hair. He used to have a full head of hair.
Right.
And now it's wispy.
Very.
Very, very wispy. Even Djokovic kissed his ass on the way out. He put up a long post about traveling and playing against him and what have you. And I'm like, man, Djokovic looks younger than Nadal. Roger Federer looks younger than Nadal. And Roger Federer got to be, I don't know, 3-4 years older than him? I don't know what tennis did to Nadal, but it wore him out. How old is Federer? Oh, he's 43. Okay. Man, these tennis players, the tennis chews you up and spits you out. I know you played pickleball. Did you ever play tennis?
No, Just like with friends, like recreationally. Hickey, have you?
Hickey, yes. I play tennis. Oh my God. It is tough, bro. I've been more tired. Growing up, when I used to finish playing tennis, I would be more tired than when I played basketball.
Wow.
My body would be hurting. I think it's why my knees suck today from all the tennis. Because on a basketball court, you know, you got all the sharp cuts and turns, the running, the jumping. My knees hurt thinking about it. But on tennis, it was constant. It's move left to right, back to front, back to side, the torque on the serves. Hickey, man, I'd have to sit in the tub afterwards because my body would be in so much pain.
Wow.
I don't envy any of these tennis players. And one of the issues that they have right now with the current tour is that they make them play basically all year long. All year. And they don't necessarily get the break. And it's, I don't feel, when you got Naomi Osaka saying, I ain't playing no more, I'm taking a break, I get it. Kudos to Rafael Nadal for going out here, having an amazing career. I'm just waiting on the American guy. And we don't have him. I don't know why we don't have him. We don't have no kid, I don't know, chained to a tennis court somewhere practicing. Like, why don't we have a great tennis player? They all playing basketball and football. What am I missing here?
I guess that's the problem. They're doing other sports that are quote-unquote cooler, if you will.
These tennis players, man, they make, well, you can make, it's tough. Let me not say that. Let me back up. That's not true. If you're good, you can make millions of dollars every year and not even be the top of the top of the top of the top. I don't know. I guess these other sports pay so much money. Just go play baseball or football or whatever. It's tough. Anyway. Hey, Marco Belletti, why don't we have American tennis players? Well, what's going on here? Why they don't win? We got Djokovic, Nadal, Alcaraz, Federer. Where's the American at?
I don't know, but I mean, don't you have to start at like 9? Isn't that kind of part of it too, where you have to kind of be good by the time you're 12, 13, 14? So maybe it's just hard to figure it out at a young age, or kids at that age, I don't know. They've gone different avenues, or they're still exploring other things. Don't you have to be locked into tennis by like 10? Otherwise, you're too old.
We don't have enough tennis courts in America, I guess, huh? Is that what it is?
You know what? I don't know.
Florida, California, you can't play. Nobody playing tennis in Texas. I mean, you could play inside, but who wants to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those sports, though, because it's almost like gymnastics. Like, you got to get into it young, and you better be good by the time you're, you know, hitting your teenage years, otherwise you're too old. And that's weird. But
the U.S. is competitive. How come we could be so damn good at gymnastics? We've been good at gymnastics forever.
Mm-hmm.
Competing against countries, right? That you know they... I sound like an ass right now. You know they overwork these kids.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to name no country's names, but come on. I know they got these kids up at 5 a.m. in the morning. You're going to eat breakfast, you're going to practice. You're going to stretch, you're going to practice. You're going to eat lunch, and then you're going to practice. You're going to take a nap, and then you're going to practice. Mm-hmm. And they're doing this 7 days a week. We don't treat the kids like that here, I would think. Mm-hmm. I don't think Simone Biles has been abused like that throughout the course of her trials. But we've produced world-class athletes in gymnastics. We can't do this in tennis? Like, I don't think – you think Nadal, were they waking him up? Did they treat him like Ohtani? Come on now.
I really, like I said, I don't know. I don't know if it's other sports. I don't know if it's the specialization. I don't know if it's, you know, you got to have the right coaching. And you really, again, they've got to be able to find it and be able to translate it at a young age and really almost kind of like put you into the, whatever you want to call it, into that tournament type of style. I don't know. I don't know if it's just against the way we look at things, or it's flying under the radar. I really don't know the answer.
Americans aren't good at soccer because we don't care about it as much. That's just what it is. We're not into it that much. It's growing by leaps and bounds. We got the Club World Cup. We got the World Cup in 2 years. And soccer is growing, but people don't have the huge interest.
Yeah, but that's also the money too, though. I do think that's part of it.
But
there's lack of money in soccer in the United States.
So, you got to go overseas.
Yeah, and that's part of it. So if you get the absolute best athletes that are doing that at a younger age, they get away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's no reason that we don't have more. I don't want to call them country club kids.
But I don't know. Like,
why don't we produce too many good athletes? Yannick Sinner. I mean, the guy with the wounds and the massages.
Yes,
right?
deep massage.
Hey, Giancarlo Stanton, give him. Well, never mind. 3-0. Let's see if he can run the bases again. My point is, stop it. I stopped myself. Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, yes. Deep massage.
Anyway, Yannick Sinner is built like a basketball player. Why can't we take one of these 6'3" guys with arms and legs and speed and power? Let's put it this way. What would LeBron James do if you gave him a racket?
All right. You're right, but he would do that in every sport. But that's my point, though. You don't know that at 10, 11, 12. And I feel like that's when the kids are already really into tennis and they're already with a personal coach and they're already doing. I mean, we watched the Serena Williams and all the stuff with her dad, but like even when she was.
Yeah.
Even when she was starting to work with the, you know, the coaching, and she still wanted to go to school, which was different for what tennis is. I mean, Jennifer Capriati was already in the, you know, Grand Slams and whatnot. She was like 12. I feel like tennis is one of those sports where if you're not into it at that age, like, yeah, sure, if you can find a 16-year-old kid and turn him into, but you're already too late. And it's almost like you haven't learned it yet. It doesn't really work. And they look at you like, ah, you're old. By the time you hit 23, 24, your knees are going to be shot.
Yeah. Well, you guys both tell me if I sound like Gilbert Arenas, okay? I'm sick of all these other guys winning. I need an American. I need to watch an American win. I mean, Andy Roddick, come on. These matches used to come on. I go, these guys are going to wax them. What are we even doing here? I'm like, I'm rooting for Andy Roddick. I feel like I'm rooting for the, I don't know, a loser.
Well, you got to start hitting the courts, start finding all the kids playing in the sandlots and all the different things, but you got to look at the 8-year-olds and the 9-year-olds, get the best athlete, and start playing, making them play tennis. Because that's what it is. You got to get them really, really young. Otherwise, you know, again, you said tennis spits you up a choose. Yeah, 18, you're like, ah, geez, this guy's already on the other.
Yeah.
He's on the back nine.
Paul Millsap has a gym here. He has a whole basketball team full of kids. Well, they're teenagers already. I guess too late.
That's too late. It's too late.
I'm going to find his youngest group, and I'm going to steal a couple kids and make them play tennis. Is it?
There you go.
I'm going to start my own tennis academy. Mm-hmm. Right here in Atlanta. JR's Tennis Academy. That would be the name, of course.
Oh, come on, man.
I can't be more creative than that.
You got to be a little bit creative.
I don't. What the hell am I going to call it?
I don't know. When you steal that 8-year-old kid that's really good and athletic, and you're going to make him a tennis player, get him to come up with a better name. They're smarter than us.
An eighth grader?
No. Eighth grade's too late. 8-year-old.
You think so?
Yeah.
Can an 8-year-old walk in a straight line without a phone in his hand?
And you made me depressed.
I'm saying, I don't know. Can they sit at a dinner table and hold a conversation?
No, they can't do that at all.
Oh, no.
No, they're terrible at that.
Yeah. Let me know when they can do that, then maybe I'll trust them. Not now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm being pro-America right now. I am. Need tennis players ASAP. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. I'm going to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's quite a few things that have already taken place tonight in the world of sports, and these things continue on.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We already told you about the Tigers. They lost to the Guardians 5-4, forcing a game 5. It's going to be fun on Saturday. Right now, the New York Yankees have a 3-0 lead against the Royals. You just heard that from Marco Belletti. Almost had a little bit of a beef. Things getting physical in Kansas City. Volpe tagging Garcia at second base. Volpe, a little aggressive on the tag. Yeah, a little forearm in the top of the clavicle. Hickey, I said clavicle and not, what's it called?
Collarbone?
There you go. I'm fancy, too.
Yeah, you're a doctor over there.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Dr. J.R. I am. Yeah. You know, there was a doctor out here giving people fake teeth.
What?
Yeah. There was a doctor here in Atlanta. He's giving people fake teeth. He was doing one of those things. Veneers? Is that what it is?
Oh, like It was like a real, yes, it was like a real operation, not like a fraudulent operation, right?
No, no, no. The doctor was fake. I don't think people knew he was fake.
Oh.
He was giving people veneers, and people were trying to figure out why, you know, after a couple months, you know, things were terrible in their mouths. And they found out the doctor's a fraud. He's not a real doctor.
Fake doctor giving out fake teeth. Oh, my God.
How appropriate, right?
Exactly right. That's funny.
Yeah. And not funny if you got fake teeth.
Well, that's true. You're right about that.
Now
yeah.
You
got
to go see a real doctor to get it fixed.
Pay
maybe.
Double. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know you're not getting that money. It's almost as bad as the guy. It's almost as bad as the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not only are the Jaguars, what is it, DraftKings? They tried to sue DraftKings. Now the guy who committed the crime is trying to sue DraftKings as well. But not let him know how dangerous gambling is.
You exploited me.
Oh, man. You could just sue anybody for anything nowadays. It's just, it's nuts. Anyway, Garcia was mad at Volpe, and dugouts kind of sort of cleared, and we'll see what happens the rest of the game. They're in the bottom of the sixth. Now, for baseball, as fast as all of these games go, this game feels like it is going real, real slow. You know what? It's the end of the show. This show is almost done. So I think we need to do this. Go back in time. Today is October 10th, 2024. It's time for This Day in Sports History.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. October 10th. 2024, that's today. But 20 years ago, October 10th, 2004, the New England Patriots, the team that sucks in 2024, they won their 19th straight game, setting a new NFL record. They beat the Dolphins. The final score was 24-10. And this was a streak they started the year before because they ended up winning almost every game that year. They went 14-2. They beat the Carolina Panthers. Then in the Super Bowl, and then they kept on winning, and then they won the Super Bowl again against the Eagles. But let's take a listen to this final call as they won their 19th straight game. This is on CBS.
It has not been the best offensive performance of the season by far by the Patriots, but they've had the goods again as they go for 19 consecutive wins. Has never been accomplished in NFL history. And now Tom Brady with a kneel down. No timeouts left for Miami. It's just a matter of running it out, and there's the litany of victories going through now three seasons, 19 in a row. Bob Kraft, who has been the mastermind of building this franchise. Ladies and gentlemen, you go back 85 seasons to 1920, the first NFL year. Tens of thousands of men, including my partner Deardorff, have played this wonderful game, but no team of men has ever put together 19 consecutive victories, and we're just seconds now away from that being accomplished.
Yeah, whatever. We know about their six Super Bowl titles. I'm glad they suck now. Hickey, you excited for Drake May?
I'm excited to see him, sure. I'm not excited about what's awaiting him, which is going to be a ferocious pass rush.
The Texans are going to eat him alive.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to eat him alive. Yeah, everything comes in cycles. You know, here today, gone tomorrow, I guess. Unless you're Aaron Rodgers, one day he's just going to wake up and quit. What a day. What a show. What an afternoon. What a night. What an evening. 16-3, the 49ers are leading the Seahawks. In the WNBA Finals this minute, the New York Liberty, they're beating Minnesota 81-69. The Yankees have a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the sixth against the Royals. There's still plenty of time for the Royals to say, let's tie this game up. Let's tie up the series. We saw the Guardians do it, forcing a Game 5 on Saturday. It's not the holidays, but we're getting close. This is close to being the most wonderful time of the year. Almost. Hey, thank you so much to Tim Healy from Newsday for joining us to talk about the New York Mets. Talked about Hassan Reddick getting basically dropped by his own agency. Jaden Daniels, we talked about Oregon getting ready to go up against Ohio State. We talked about all these amazing games that took place tonight. We had a fun show. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back tomorrow with you at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Hickey, where can they find you, man?
Ryan underscore Hickey and the number 3.
It's so easy, a caveman can do it. And we're not cavemen. We're gentlemen. The JR Sport Brief show is done. You find us tomorrow. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well wherever you are. Do yourself a favor. Stick around here on the Infinity Sports Network. Bart Winkler is coming up next, but we are gone. The JR Sport Brief show is done. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed a minute or a second. Y'all be safe, be well. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you for listening.